From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Charlie Pierce, and Paul Provenza. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you so much. In just a minute, Carl will astound you with his impressions of people in this week's news. It's another round of Who's Carl This Time. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roxanne, around here, we are still mourning the death last year of Sapir Murat Niyazov, also known as Turkmenbashi, leader of all the Turkmen. He, of course, was the official crazed personality cult leader of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. This week, his successor as president of Turkmenistan started work to undo Turkmenbashi's legacy. But what's interesting is, how did the new president of Turkmenistan become Turkmenbashi's successor in that office?
He won him in a lottery. He was not related to him, right?
No, wasn't related to him.
He had, his name sounded the same.
No? I'll give you one a hint.
They like the same dogs.
There's a certain symmetry because he gave Turkmenbashi a new crown and Turkmenbashi returned the favor.
And named him his successor?
Yes.
Yes. No? How did
Four
he
out of five politicians backed this guy in the general election.
He played one on TV.
No?
He played him on TV.
Wow.
I'm completely lost. You know this, right?
I do, but I love tracking
Turkmenbashi. Turkmenbashi knew this guy, trusted him intimately.
Right.
Named him his successor because he was Turkmenbashi's...
He was Turkmenbashi's double.
No. His Paul?
His dentist.
It was his dentist.
Which, as you know, in many countries is the line of succession.
Yes.
Royalty.
His dentist?
Yes.
What's that got to do with... What kind of hint was that?
He gave him
crowns.
His crown.
Crowns.
Oh, crowns. That was a great hint.
Yes, thank you for
that
recognizing.
But what was the four out of five
dentists recommend Turkmenbashi?
That was a bad clue.
Oh, well, excuse me.
But the crown one was a great hint.
Here's the problem. I now have to say this man's name. Here we go.
Okay.
Mr. Kurbanguly Berdimukhamedov.
I believe it's doctor.
Once upon a time, just filled cavities and monitored the overbite of deranged Turkmenistan president for life, Turkmenbashi, until one day, we presume, when the good dentist was working on Turkmenbashi's teeth and the president mumbled to Mr. Berdimukhamedov's ears, trained in dental school, that sounded a lot like, you should one day be in charge of this great nation. The dentist quit his job. He became the Minister of Health, rising quickly through the ranks to become president last year on Turkmenbashi's death. Recently, he ended Turkmenbashi's 7-year ban on opera and the circus. He opened up the country's borders, ended the celebration of Turkmenbashi's birthday as a national holiday,
and put a new ban on sweets.
Exactly right. He has instituted the death penalty for people who don't floss.
It's a wonderful ceremony when the visiting ambassadors come and present their credentials in front of the royal spit sink, though.
And they each get a new toothbrush at the end of the audience.
And a comic book that says brush.
Exactly. Charlie, a British man was able to end a kitchen fire when he adroitly used what to smother the flames?
The cook.
No?
No. He adroitly used himself. He sat on the pan.
Paul's like, you don't know this?
Again, this is one I know.
Wait, I know this one.
Well, hold on, we got to give Charlie a chance.
All right,
hold on. Yes.
Here's a hint. Ready?
Yes.
Turns out Victoria's Secret, asbestos.
Oh, he grabbed his wife's lingerie.
Close enough. Yeah. He actually used his aunt's extra large underpants.
Yes.
When the bread in John Marcy's frying pan went flambé, he did not panic. He just reached into a nearby pile of laundry, grabbed his aunt's powder blue underpants, size XXS, whatever, got them wet and threw them on the fire.
And then what? Immediately called the BBC so we'd all know about this story? Hey, I used my aunt's knickers to put out a fire. Bring a film crew.
You know, I often wonder about
that. You know?
I often wonder about that, how these very odd incidents in various corners of the world end up in the news so we can find them and do them on the show.
It all goes in the report.
Yeah. Somebody's looking at the fire department reports because, in fact, we now know. It worked anyway. Despite the fact that the world now knows the size and color of her drawers, his aunt is grateful. She says, quote, "My family could have been in hospital, but the knickers saved the day." When asked about the efficacy of underpants in fighting fires generally, A fire department spokesman said, quote, clearly it depends on what size you are, but I don't want to go there. Kate Moss would be a dead woman.